How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It's 7.05, going to top out at 49 today. And I am going to declare today hand sanitizer day.
National hand sanitizer
no,
day?
No, just station hand sanitizer day.
Oh, well, I should put some on then.
Yeah, well, did you read the memo? I'm going to put some on too. Well, did you read the memo we got the other day?
Yeah, about the flu.
The email,
and stuff.
Yeah, the flu, yeah. And so on and so forth. Oh, there.
You I can't reach yours. It. Thank you.
Yeah, and then we had another little memo in the studio today. Not really a memo, just a note that said, please use the hand sanitizer on your hands only.
I want to know where they think that we would use it.
Someone hand wrote, don't drink it. I don't know if that was the issuer of the memo. Wow. Our engineer issued the memo, it looks like. It also says, please do not use Clorox wipes on the keyboards. It erases the writing. I was a little confused by this because I did only go to a public university. If it meant that the letters on the keyboard would be erased or if my typing would be erased by using the...
Letters on the keyboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This stuff stinks so bad.
I know. I walked in here. I had just gone to the bathroom and I came in and neither of us had used it.
No.
I did use it like before we even started, I think. It was before 6 o'clock. And I walked in here and it reeked of hand sanitizer.
I can't believe it still stunk of it.
It completely punched me in the face when I walked in the room. Mark's on the phone. How are you, Mark?
Pretty good, Andy. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was hearing your comment about that alcohol. Don't drink the alcohol.
Oh, the hand sanitizer, yes.
The hand sanitizer. I used to work in a prison here in Springfield, and yeah, you guessed it, they drank it. They were at a 0.23 alcohol content.
Wow.
It's bad.
Hand sanitizer straight.
It smells like it's got way more alcohol than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you take one little squirt on your hands and it just stinks up the room horribly.
It smells like we've been drinking all night in here.
It does.
Well, it's, if you have a cut on your hand, that just kills your hand.
Oh, I know. It burns.
It's awful.
Or, because one time I had, a couple of days ago, I was using it actually, and I didn't realize I had like some... kind of, I don't know if I scraped it or if I just scratched
dry
too much.
Dry skin, maybe.
It was dry skin and it had, too much of the skin had gone away. It wasn't really starting to scab yet. And I ran it over that and oh my gosh, it stung so bad.
Yep.
It was not fun.
I know, you get like a little paper cut or something by your cuticle.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put that on. It's like, yeah, it makes you honestly want to scream.
Yeah. Another tip, don't rub your eyes afterwards.
No, don't. Make sure it's completely dry first.
Yeah.
No, I work in a hospital and we live by that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I was living in a hospital for a week. Well, last week, pretty much. And yeah, it was hand sanitizer like crazy everywhere. But
and congratulations on your baby boy. Oh,
thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Bye-bye. I still would like to know how the hospitals managed to make the hospital not smell like hand sanitizer.
I don't know. Maybe they have a special air freshener.
Maybe it's, it's the same stuff. It's Purell. That's the sticker I saw. But yeah. I mean, I wonder if they have a different formula.
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Maybe a better ventilation.
That's definitely true. Because this room does not ventilate at all.
No, no.
Air only comes in. It doesn't go out.
Yeah, unless you open the door. And so that could be it.
On the days when it's either been really hot or really cold, like there was... have been days where it's really hot in here in the summer. We end up opening the door,
mm-hmm.
You know, or vice versa. It's really cold. We'll open the door to get some heat from the hallway.
Yeah.
But last night, American Idol, I haven't really had a chance to watch it, but I've seen bits and pieces of the last two nights.
I didn't watch last night, but I watched the night before.
There was a guy who really struck me last night. It was right at the end of the show. And this kid has a stutter, a pretty bad pronounced stutter. It is there. I went to school with a kid that stuttered and he reminded me of him and struggles. But oh my God, can this guy sing?
Tell me your name and how old you are, where you're from.
My name is Lazaro.
Okay.
I'm from Cuba.
Okay.
And I moved to Florida when I was 10.
Tell me about the way you speak. Is that something you're working on? Or?
It's like a roller coaster. You can't let things get you down because you have to keep going. When times get rough and it freezes.
can be found like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled waters. I will lay me down.
Pretty good, huh?
Chills.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah. Really.
I don't know how that works. And of course, there's going to be the skeptics who are like, he's faking it. I don't know. It seemed pretty legit to me.
I think he's faking it.
I don't either.
So you said something like his mom would have him sing?
Yeah. During the deal last night, his mom would just say he would be struggling to speak, and she would just say, just sing it to me. And he could sing, but he couldn't talk, you know?
Wow.
Interesting. Crazy. I know nothing about it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it, but it was, seemed cool to me, so.
Very cool.
Very, very neat. Okay, we've got one last pair of Chingy tickets to give away this morning.
Yes, we do. It's sold out show tonight at the Vault.
And we will give those away before 8:30, we'll say.
Okay.
Got the Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core also coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:21. We're going to top out at 49 today, 30 right now. We have got Free Money Monday going on this Monday. All you got to do, go to our website, hot1047.com, sign up. You could win $100 on Monday from Quality Lenders. Just go to hot1047.com and sign up now. Okay, so
Shauna is here. We're waiting for her to come in.
Oh, okay.
I forgot your first name. I'm so sorry.
Ashley.
Okay. Ashley.
So, waiting for her to come in?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, okay. Well,
I told Debbie to send her in.
Okay. Well, so this Saturday, you guys have a deal going on, Ashley, over at Elegant Expressions. And I should probably turn the microphone on for you, too. That would probably help. Go ahead, mark it down. Hey, that's only like two this week.
I know, we've been really relatively low on drinks.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What is it?
This weekend is Prom Extravaganza. It's a fundraiser for Children's Miracle Network, for CMN. That's the same thing. And we're just
That sounds like something we would say. Yeah. Good job.
It's 4 straight days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Straight party palooza with Prom. Saturday's the big day. We've got DJ C-Style in, throwing down some beats during the day. We've got giveaways. There's discounts at the store on the dresses. It's going to be a fun, fun day.
I'll be there from noon to 3, broadcasting live.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so basically, if you're a high school girl going to prom, this is the thing you do not want to miss.
That would be it. I mean, this is the best day. I mean, it's a woman's prerogative to go do something good as they shop. So, I mean, while you shop, you'll be giving to other babies while you're shopping for your baby is kind of what we've discovered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
tell me about some of the dresses, because I heard on the commercial there's light-up dresses.
Yes. I don't know how we found them, but we did. They have battery little packets on the side, and they light up, and they blink, and they have different blinking
I want one.
Sets. Oh, they're legit.
My
oh
daughter
my
has
gosh.
Had one for 2 years, but it was a Disney princess costume.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
For Halloween. Yeah.
We're talking a whole, like, formal gown here that will light up.
It's pretty legit.
That is totally me.
Absolutely.
I need that. I don't know where I'm going to wear it, but
Come
I need
in.
That.
Because, and you can put LEDs in a pattern that says, look at me. Right, Mel?
That's so rude.
Well.
That was absolutely rude.
Okay, so it's going
on. I could think of a few things that one could say for you, maybe.
Okay. Calm down. Okay, so it's happening at Elegant Expressions. That is at 57th and Western in the Bridges. Starts today.
Today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and Monday.
Now, I was there 1 year doing a remote from there. Is there a day or time that's better where, because it gets kind of crazy. I've been there. Just to give some inside info to maybe somebody, where is there a good time or
that's an understatement. I don't know if there's a good time. I will say bring a lunchbox. You're going to have to wait in line.
A fully charged cell phone to play games on.
Right. Yeah.
right away, but I guess everybody thinks right away. So I guess You just have to wait it out. I don't know if there's a good time, which we're happy to say that there's not a good time. There's always a wait, but yeah.
Because it's always, you know, it's awesome. You get to help out the kids.
It's worth the wait. It's a prom party waiting to happen.
It is. You got to talk into the microphone, Shauna.
I said it's a prom party waiting to happen. So, you know, it's all about fun.
Yeah. Something you could do is put out some like little plug-ins for cell phone charging.
Right.
You know?
Well, we did. You know, now we've got extra with our remodel. We made it bigger and better and more room. So hopefully this year we won't have as long of a wait.
But, okay.
You know, it's a prom party. Time goes by when you're having fun.
All right. Very cool. It's this weekend at Elegant Expressions, 57th and Western in the Bridges. Ashley, Shauna, thanks for stopping in.
Yay,
our music on our iPod and phone embarrassment. Or I don't have an iPod. I have a Zune. I have a really embarrassing one. Mel doesn't think she does.
I don't think any of mine are embarrassing.
I think most of yours are embarrassing.
No, they're not.
Those are coming up next. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My life is a romantic comedy minus the romance and just me laughing at my own jokes.
725, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 739. We have got to get a winner to crack the vault. Know all three numbers every Friday, and you can win a $50 party tab to the vault. Jill's on the phone. How are you, Jill?
Good.
Do you know the three numbers that crack the vault?
I hope so. 42, 29, 12?
Yes, those are correct.
Awesome.
Congratulations, Jill. You've won yourself a party tab worth $50 at the vault.
Cool.
Congratulations. Chingy's playing there tonight.
Sold out show.
Yep. We've got one last pair of tickets to that sold-out show to give away. So
we got them.
We'll give those away before 8:30 this morning. We randomly got on the topic of... I was going through I had my Zune HD out today. It's not the old-school ghetto Zune. It was the newer, awesome Zune.
Yeah.
It is actually a really sweet... I mean, the people I know that have them, love them, swear by them.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody bought them.
Unfortunately.
And Microsoft pretty much ceased development on them. I don't think you can even buy them new in stores anymore.
That sucks.
I bought it because it had a radio.
Right.
Anyway, I was going through it and I'm like, oh no, this is really embarrassing. One of the songs I have. And actually, it turns out I have the whole album on there.
You do?
I didn't realize it was on there.
Okay.
So I said, well, let's see what you got on your phone.
I don't find anything on my phone embarrassing.
You have one song on here that should be embarrassing. I know it's not for you.
It's not.
It should be.
Okay.
But it's not. Oh, I can't get the cord all the way in.
The media volume maybe is down.
No, it's the headphone jack won't fit in it all the way.
Oh.
It was Aqua Barbie Girl. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that worked out well.
Yeah, that was fun.
Maybe we should have tested that.
No, I think the media volume must be down.
No, it wasn't. The headphone jack was not. It was only playing in the left channel.
Oh.
But guess what? I have it in the computer here.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl.
You're not embarrassed by this at all?
Mm-mm.
It's fantastic.
How could he be embarrassed by having this song on there?
Well, then here is what is embarrassing. Your taste in music.
I'm not embarrassed by my taste in music. Do you need some help with my phone?
Yes. There. Yeah. Get it back on. Your phone is dumb.
It's not dumb.
Yes, it is.
You just don't know how to hit the button.
You have a dumb smartphone.
Don't.
Okay, here is some of the stuff that's in Mel's phone. Aqua. B-52s, really? You're not over Love Shack yet?
No, I like it.
I can't stand that song.
Every once in a while, you need to hear a little Love Shack. Tin Roof, Rusted.
Digital Underground.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Divinals? What do you have that song on there for?
Well.
Okay.
I plead the fifth on that one.
What the heck is Future Hitmakers?
I think it was an excellent download from when we do our crappy karaoke.
Oh, okay, yeah, it was an instrumental of some kind. Okay, well, yeah, you've got a few on there. Girls.
I'm not embarrassed. I love Wannabe. I'm not embarrassed at all by that.
You have some cool stuff on here. I will grant you that.
Okay.
I have
a weird mixture, honestly.
Ooh, I'm impressed with this one.
Which one?
You have the Wallflowers, One Headlight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have,
of course, Vanilla Ice.
Well, duh. I have a very eclectic taste of music, I would say.
Yeah, lame one-hit wonder pop is pretty much your wheelhouse.
That's not eclectic.
your music collection is not eclectic. I would not say that.
It's just, it's very all over the place, though.
99% of it is all stuff we play.
Most
of
it.
Or did play.
Or like AC/DC and stuff like that.
Mine is not anything we have ever played ever.
You have some interesting things as well on yours.
Yeah. I'll even hand you my Zune and let you go through it. And you don't have to type in a stupid code to go through it. But
it's
here
on
is
my phone.
Here is the really annoying or embarrassing song that I have on my Zune. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, push play. It won't play. There it goes. Oh.
Is that Clint Black?
No. I wish it was. I really wish it was.
Well, it's country, but...
Now he's a hard-working, easy-going country boy. He wouldn't harm a fly. Well, Nadine down at the hair salon. Promise she would
what
be
song is
bright.
This?
It was not a radio hit.
Oh, I was
remember,
say.
I have the whole album.
Okay.
The beauty supply salesman. Well, that's how romance goes sometimes, but Herschel don't understand. He played the same sad song on the old jukebox, drank up every dime he's got. He'll peel out in his pickup truck.
I feel like I should be in a line dancing in here. Yeah! This is Hot 104.7, by
yes,
the way.
Yeah, you didn't wake up in Bizarro World. You know what the song is?
Uh-uh.
I think the hook's coming here.
He's a hillbilly with a heartache.
By Tracy Lawrence.
Oh, Tracy Lawrence. I was just going to guess if it was... Well, I knew it wasn't Billy Ray Cyrus,
no.
But because it was so cheesy, I was going to say Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
I know his voice, though.
I don't know how that album... I have the whole I See It Now album on my phone.
Okay. You're weird.
Or on my Zune.
Yeah.
I don't know how it got there, but it got there.
I'm not like... thinking anything that I'm seeing right now on here is bad.
I have a ton of music.
I totally
want
to listen
thing.
To that Guns N' Roses album, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you have some Johnny Cash. You got some old school country on here. Kid Rock.
Yeah. I mean, the country I have is mostly like George Strait.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, that kind of stuff.
That's the stuff I like, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you have something embarrassing.
I did put it on our
on
Facebook.
Your phone or iPod. Let us know what it is this morning. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:55. We got Chingy tickets giveaway before 8:30. I admitted the horrible, horrible song that I had on my Zune was...
So if you cross his path, you better beware. And wounded by a woman, he's a hillbilly with a heartache.
Yeah, so I have Tracy Byrd.
It's ridiculous.
Hillbilly with a heartache on my phone. On my Zune.
I looked at the rest of your Zune songs, and they're all pretty good.
Yeah, my music is pretty good.
It's pretty
I
good.
Don't know why.
There's
I
some
think,
songs that I really wanted to listen to now after seeing your list.
I
stuff.
Think what happened was I was ripping our between me and Crystal all our CDs, ripping them into the computer, and I think I ripped it, and I think it automatically synced on my home computer.
Dang.
Which I don't auto sync on my laptop.
Yeah.
So,
I got a text message from my friend Crystal said I have all those songs too. You're cool, Mel. So,
Okay. Just so we're clear, your friend Crystal is not my wife, Crystal.
No, my friend Crystal.
Okay.
That's why I didn't say
That's
your
good.
Wife, Crystal.
Sean is on the phone. How are you, Sean?
Not bad.
What's up?
Well, you guys are looking for embarrassing music?
Yes.
So my wife has on her iPod, and it transfers over to every other thing that we have, Sibu Matu.
Has what?
It's Sibu Matu. I don't know. It's like some weird Japanese.
Sihu Matu?
Yeah, funky. There's a song called You Got to Know Your Chicken.
What?
You Got to Know Your Chicken.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh my God, really? That is playing.
Really? A chicken? What? You Got to Know Your Chicken?
Yeah.
So, like, you're supposed to have a conversation with your chicken and pet it and.
No, it's. Like I said, it's some really weird Japanese.
Sometimes.
What's your sign?
Well, sometimes the languages don't translate well.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's what's going on with that.
It could be.
Yeah.
And then mine, I love They Might Be Giants, and everybody's like, you got to be on crack.
Oh, no, I can see that. I don't think that's all that embarrassing. It's nah. There's a lot worse. You could have Tracy Lawrence, Hillbilly with a Heartache on your iPod.
Yeah.
That could be worse. You know. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Yeah, later.
Bye-bye. I did find it.
The chicken song?
The Sibo Matu. It's called Know Your Chicken.
Okay.
On YouTube.
Here, yay.
Here we go. Down, down.
16 years ago, one day, I was walking down the street. I was cruising in Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Something was cooking, but was it the chicken?
Oh, okay.
I like the beat of it.
Yeah, the video is really bad.
It's a little weird, though.
I was expecting it to be in Japanese. It's not. It's in English, and I didn't preview it, so I don't know if it's clean or not.
Yeah, there's
any
swear words.
So I'm going to cut it off, yeah. let's see. Sarah's on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
Good.
So what embarrassing song do you have on your iPod or phone?
Well, because it was, you know, Christmas last song said, Porky Pigs, Blue Christmas that Elvis sang, but then Porky Pig sings it.
Really?
Porky Pig? That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blue Christmas by Porky Pig.
Yeah, it's actually hilarious.
I kind of want to hear it.
I know.
Just throwing that out
I'm already
there.
YouTubing right now as we speak.
Yeah, it is hilarious. I mean, my daughter is crabby, you know, in the morning. So in December, she's happy. We play that on the way to school.
That is so funny. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
did you find it?
I got it. There.
I can't wait.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you.
Okay.
Thanks, Porky Pig. So I listed on Facebook what our most embarrassing or your most embarrassing song on your phone and iPod. We've got some. I'm not embarrassed by some of these because I have some of these on here. Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears. The Hamster Dance. That
nice.
One. I'll agree. That's a little embarrassing. Barbie Girl, as we already spoke. I have that.
I already had this one queued up, ready to go. So I'm going to play it. This was a text message that I got from 5995. You know, this one's not that bad. The one that starts, I can't remember what song it is. It starts off with, she leads a lonely life.
I do not like Ace of Base.
Is that this one? I can't remember this one.
You know, I liked that song when I was younger, but there's...
Oh, come on.
I don't like Ace of Base. I just don't like them. I know the words because I listened to it a lot in high school, but how about we got New Kids on the Block? That is not embarrassing, Charlene.
Yeah,
that is not embarrassing.
You know, there is one that is truly, truly, truly not embarrassing.
Which one?
That was on Facebook. Justin, I like that song.
Which one?
It's I'm trying to pull it up here. Relax.
Oh. Okay.
Which one? What is it?
All righty then.
I wanted to
what is
it.
Your deal today?
I don't have a deal. You
really?
Have a deal.
I love this song.
I do too.
It's on my phone.
This belongs right up there with the Beatles' White Album. And all the
girlies say, I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
All right, now that Mel's microphone is shut off for the rest of the segment. More of your embarrassing songs on your phone or iPod coming up next. 801 Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.